U.S. men's fencing team wears pink face masks to protest teammate accused of sexual misconduct. By Dylan Gwynn on July 31, 2021. The U.S. men's fencing team donned pink face masks on Friday to protest a teammate accused of multiple instances of sexual misconduct. Alex Hodgick, a 29-year-old fencing team alternate, has been accused of sexual misconduct between 2013 and 2015 by three women. Hodgick denies the allegations. However, despite his denial, Hodgick's teammates Jake Hoyle, Curtis McDowell, and Yisa Ramirez wore pink face masks in solidarity with sexual assault victims, while Hodgick appeared in a black mask. Hodgick had been suspended from participating in Olympic activities by an independent agency that reviews sexual misconduct cases. However, an arbitrator reviewed the allegations against him and decided that there was insufficient evidence to support the suspension. The arbitrator claimed that Hodgick's inclusion on the team would not be detrimental to the reputation of the United States or his sport. Still, despite that, his teammates protested him by wearing pink face masks, and Jackie Dubrovich, an Olympic fencer, took to Instagram to celebrate the protest as an example of performative activism. The people/systems WHO enabled and protected a violent predator are not being held accountable, Dubrovich wrote according to NPR. Female athletes were not protected and our safety was deemed unimportant. Hodgick was prohibited from staying in the Olympic Village. Instead, he's been staying at a hotel nearby, NPR reported. He also was forced to travel to Tokyo separately from his teammates and forbidden from practicing with female teammates. Team USA Fencing finished 9th in the Olympics after losing to Japan. As an alternate, Hodgick was not needed and did not see action.